Welcome, ladies, to our vodcast in the month of August, Fierce 2024, where we get to explore the theme of the way of the brave. So in today's topic, we'll be discussing self-discovery and unlocking your inner bravery. Sne, if you could just introduce our speakers today.
So today we have the amazing Pastor Janine and we have Minister Savs joining us, and we're so excited to just dive into some of the lessons that you've learned in the Bible and just on your personal experience. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us. So good to be here.
Yes. Excited to be here.
We're excited to hear what you guys have to share with us. So I think we can actually get right into it. If you guys could maybe just, Savs, we'll start with you. If you could share a personal experience where self-discovery led you to unlock your inner bravery.
Thanks for that question, Tess. You know, it's just been over a year now that I've been in the season of motherhood. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes for a lot of women, motherhood can be extremely challenging and so daunting. And even though it's such a beautiful thing, sometimes you can be so overwhelmed with fears and anxiety. Mm. And you understand and you know that God has given you a little one and it's your responsibility to look after them. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can be so caught up in taking care of them that you forget about yourself.
Yeah.
So it's so important to just prioritize yourself, to prioritize your time with God, mm-hmm. making sure that you just seek Him, and throughout the process, throughout everything that you do, just take Him with you.
Yes.
In your day, in your journey. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't always have the days where you can go every single day to the mountaintop.
Yes.
to meet with God. But you find that God will come and meet with you, you know, in your day with your baby. And you can both be on the mountaintop with Him.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so good. I like that you speak about being at the mountaintop with God. So I'll direct the conversation just a little bit to you, Pastor Janine. Mm-hmm. And how, in your learning of getting to your mountaintop, how has bravery played a part as you discovered yourself and maybe reaching a place where you thought, okay, no, maybe this is the mountaintop? Mm. How did bravery then come into the play?
I think that's such an important question. If you think about self-discovery and where self-discovery meets bravery, it cannot be without your mountaintop experience, mm-hmm. right? It equals mountaintop. Mm-hmm. It's about meeting your creator, your bravery, your image, your identity is in your creator. So it all starts there. It's about understanding who you are. Mm. It's about understanding the purpose of your life. It's about understanding what is your creator created you for, sure. for the times and the seasons that we find ourselves in. Mm. And so journeying with your creator, journeying with our Abba Father, meeting Him in the mountaintops, meeting Him in the valleys when things are not going great. Just discovering yourself in every season of your life unlocks bravery. Mm. And you know what I found, Stay, is that bravery arose when I was in my most difficult experiences in my life. Mm. And Tess was asking Seth around, you know, what is that experience? I found that when I was wearing multiple hats, and I had to juggle a lot of things in my life. And when my daughter got sick, Gianna, you guys know her. She's so amazing. But when we almost lost her, that was such a valley moment for us. And in that moment, it was really when I discovered myself, who I was, what I was made of, and who does God say I am?
Yes, sure. Exactly.
And I had to just find my anchor in my identity in Christ and really just rise and be brave in that, in that scenario. And I think, that's how we find our mountaintop. Mm. It meets us with our Creator, and we find bravery.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So I think This is a beautiful moment to kind of just linger on bravery. So, Savs, maybe you can just tell us, how do you find your bravery? You've mentioned to us that you're a new mom, yes. and that comes with a new version of yourself that you're coming to know. But how do you then connect with your bravery? How do you find a version of yourself that you met and you said, oh, okay, I think she's brave?
So, Ste, I think for a long time I've really struggled with fear, and I had to be able to identify my fears and get to a point of saying, it's okay, and lean into those fears and try to put myself in uncomfortable situations and allow myself to experience being brave in those moments. So, even sitting here, it's me trying to just take a step in the right direction, because we could sit at home and just be comfortable, but that's not what God wants. We have to shine. We have to shine His light.
Absolutely.
We have to live out the purpose that He's called us to, and the destiny of our lives. And it doesn't happen by being in your comfort zone.
Exactly. Yeah. This bravery doesn't mean the absence of fear, right?
Yes.
It means that I do it anyway, even if I do it scared.
Exactly.
But rising up to the occasion and doing what God has called you to do. Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Pastor G, I think just a question for you. How can we, or how would you say we can encourage others that are struggling with self-doubt to actually unlock their inner bravery?
Oh, that is such an important question. And I don't know why it is that us girls, we struggle with it. I think the boys had a class somewhere when they were growing up and they were taken somewhere.
And didn't make the cut.
Exactly. They must have had something.
Yeah.
Because us girls, if there's something that we struggle about with, it is self-doubt. We struggle with self-doubt. And I can tell you, me being in my 40s, you guys being in your 20s somewhere, it still shows up.
Sure.
It still shows up. I think it's a weapon that the enemy really uses in every season of our lives. So once we think we've conquered and we have gained victory and we go to another season in our life, doubt appears. If we excel and we do great exploits, you know, whether it's in our career, our professional, personal lives, even, you know, being a new mom, we doubt ourselves. So I really think it's a strategy and a weapon the enemy uses. So if you ask me, how do we continue to overcome it? I think it's a continuous fight. It's a daily thing that we have to anchor ourselves in a word, in the Word of God. The only way you can overcome it is by knowing, what does the Word say about you? And not, what does the world say about you? So it's important that we feed our spirits. We feed our minds with the Word of God. Understand who we are. And then walk in that with bravery. Walk in that with courage every day. And then know tomorrow we will meet that same giant and we will overcome them. And it will become easier as we go along. I'll tell you when I turn 50. If that is still a thing.
It's so interesting for me that you would mention that it follows women throughout the different generations. And I wonder, why do you think that is? Why do you think that that was the weapon that the enemy chose to use, knowing that it's something that we have to fight?
I think we must blame our sister Eve, right? In the Garden of Eden. I think it was the first and foremost weapon that the enemy used, and we fell for it, right? We fell for it. And so it's a strategy that just continues to show up in every season of our life. But it is, we need to be anchored in God and understand who God says we are. And that's the only way to gain victory over it.
So one last one for me. I know you both are mothers. So raising girls, right? How do you want them, and how do would you desire for them to discover themselves as they grow?
Okay. So for me, Stay, well, as I'm still little, but with Wasi and I, we have tried our best to make sure that she's in an environment that cultivates love and that's safe for her to grow in. So we won't just allow Ezra to be with anyone. Mm. And sometimes we even compromise our own time or date nights and things like that because we're trying to ensure that in this phase of her life where her personality is developing, that she has the best possible support around her. Mm. And for her, that's us. You know, so even in moments where we don't want to be nice to each other, we are forced to be nice to each other, sure. Mainly because of her, you know, so we try our best and it's not easy all the time because you're human at the end of the day. But we know that ultimately it's for her good.
Mm. I think that's such a important one in who you surround your kids with.
Yeah.
And making sure that you are very intentional around the people, especially the early years in their lives. Yes. Intentional around the people that speak over them and influence them. Yes. And, you know, because the world is so vast, the influences that they have through technology it's very diverse and very vast. And it might not be the same belief system and values that you subscribe to. So I buy that. Yes. I really do. Yes. Who you expose your children to matters. It absolutely matters. But I think I'm such a girl mom. I always think to myself, well, I've got a boy now, Malachi. He moved in. But such a girly girl mom.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think it's the grace that the Lord has given me because we really need to raise our girls with the knowledge that they can achieve anything.
Mm.
There is no impossibilities for them. And so that is my ministry in my house because I believe in your home you have a ministry as well, not just out there. Your ministry starts at home. And so my ministry at home is to make sure that my girls understand that there is no boundaries, no limitations.
That's good.
Whatever the dream is, whatever God has placed on the inside, whatever their purposes are, they can achieve it.
Yeah. Amen.
There is nothing and there's no one that's going to stand in their way. And they can go out and just do mighty, mighty exploits.
Mm.
And so Jo has this thing where she says, I'm going to be the president, right?
Go, go.
Oh, my God. She's going to be the president.
Yeah.
And she believes it.
Yeah.
And so we believe it.
Yes.
We believe it. And she's got this plan as to what she's going to study. And when she's starting this political
party,
she's going to start her own political party,
okay.
A youth revolution.
Oh, wow.
And so she's got this plan in place. Yeah. And so we are just backing her 100%. Mm. We're all behind her.
Yeah.
If that's what she believes, we believe it. If that's what God has placed on the inside of her, we believe it. And so we will stand with her and we will make sure that they have no limitations. They can achieve whatever. We don't tell them things are going to be easy always. And they're experiencing it for themselves now. You know how it goes when you're teens.
Yeah.
They're experiencing that things are difficult. It's tough. But you can still achieve your dream. You can.
That's awesome. Thank you. Well, today's discussion on self-discovery and unlocking your inner bravery has truly been inspiring, ladies. Yeah. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Let's continue to unlock our inner bravery. And stay fierce, stay brave. And until next time.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Who's doing cut? Where's the other guy?